These days, university entrance examinations are changing with the times, with comprehensive courses becoming more popular. Previously, entrance examinations were known as AO, in which universities selected the students they wanted. With the development of the internet and AI, it would not be an exaggeration to say that humans cannot compete with such technology in terms of knowledge and memory capacity. As a result, universities today are no longer testing the amount of knowledge students have or the accuracy of their memories, but instead asking, "What type of research would you like to do at this university?" and "What have you achieved up to now?" In that case, how should students today prepare for such comprehensive courses? In brief, they should constantly think about what they want to do. However, with their lack of experience, junior high students may not yet know what they want to do or what they're cut out for in the future. One good remedy for this is research learning. This may be confused with investigating, which is where the teacher sets the problem and the students do their own investigation to reach the solution. In research learning, students set their own problems and reach the solution after consulting and cooperating with others to deepen their understanding of the problem at hand. In research learning, there isn't one correct answer, and students can hone their abilities to cooperate and think. In times when candles were the common form of lighting, Edison carried out research into how to create more light, which led to the invention of the incandescent lamp. It is said he performed multiple experiments to determine the best material to use as the filament, the part of the lamp which emits light by having electricity passed through it. Many people will know the story of the long-lasting filament made of bamboo in Kyoto's Hachiman. At that time, newspaper reporters asked, "Didn't you fail 10,000 times before you completed it?" To which the creator replied, "No, I just learned 10,000 ways in which not to do it." In other words, there's no such thing as failure. There's only discovering the different paths you shouldn't take in order to achieve your goal. At Showin, high school students from the second grade in the comprehensive study course perform research learning for 3 hours a week. First of all, students carry out research into a topic they like or are interested in for around 6 months. The teacher gives technical advice where necessary, but basically the students are in control of what they research. The one rule is that students have to deliver a presentation to their classmates about what they've researched. At first, students are often confused, but after talking with each other and seeing what their classmates are doing, they begin to form a plan, along with slides for their presentation. Some students deliver surprisingly interesting presentations. After the presentations, students are evaluated and then move on to the next topic of research. Some students continue with similar themes, while others begin completely different ones. And in the third grade, students delve deeper into researching their future paths. The most important thing in this process is that the teacher does not guide the students too much, and the students learn through trial and error how to think and reach their own solutions. Through learning which routes not to take and endeavouring to take the next step, students can develop experience and the ability to think, something they can make use of in a university entrance interview or writing a graduation thesis. I think that's why the pass rate is over 80% in Sherwin's comprehensive study course.